Morena, Evie Bamford.
Morena!
How are you?
I'm good.
Oh my gosh, we're so excited to have you up in the studio.
I'm so excited.
Happy release day.
Thank you.
You've got a brand new single, your debut single, out today.
Yeah, the first one.
I kind of can't believe that it's your debut single because I feel like you've been around and gigging and doing a lot of stuff for a wee while.
Yeah, for a little while. I mean, this project has been going for a really long time, but in terms of playing the songs publicly, it's been like about a year now, which is nice because it's like a year, you know, down the line, and now the song's coming out. And
yeah it must feel good as well. Like, I imagine that playing the songs live and seeing how a crowd responds sort of is a big part of the process of workshopping the song for you.
Yeah definitely. I think this song has changed a lot since its inception. Actually, when I wrote it, I like wrote it all in one go, which is very uncommon for me. And yeah, I wrote it all in one go, and it was really silly. The lyrics are really dumb, and I was like, oh, not gonna do anything with this, you know. Yeah. Like, this was just like a bit of fun, get the feelings out. And then I showed my partner, and he was like, this is a really great song. Like, you really have to do something with this. And it initially started like really slow, like it was like a really like relaxed kind of like sloppy, almost like stick it to the man kind of vibe. And then it just, I think one time we just started it really fast at a show, just randomly, maybe we were a bit nervous or something, started it really fast and went really well. And so
happy
now
accident.
It's like a real kind of boogie along, and it always makes me feel like I'm going to drop my pick when I play it because it's like real, like quite hard on the, the picking hand.
That's awesome. And you've got your live shows. I've seen you play in band settings, but also solo as well. But you've got a bit of a band going that you're playing with most of the time, eh?
Yeah. I'm super lucky with my band. I have four other players, that play with me that are all friends and all incredible musicians. So even though it's a solo project, like, they're a huge part of this as well. You know, I couldn't make the kind of music that I do without them giving it life.
So cool. The single's called Moneybag. And it's I love what it's about. It's about work and like capitalism, and it's sort of this lovely peppy song that's got quite a lot of layers to the lyrics. So tell us a little bit about how that came to be.
Well, yeah, I think it's funny because listening to it, it's like, you know, the lyrics can be a bit dumb, and like I said, like, it was kind of just a song that I wrote just to get some feelings out, and then actually thinking about it, and now especially in hindsight, looking back at where I was when I wrote it, has like kind of a serious meaning, you know. It's about work, it's about capitalism, it's about being in your 20s and kind of the realization of what full-time work really feels like. And you know, like, the kind of weird feelings of really wanting a job and wanting to start your career but actually like not wanting to work at all. And yeah, those realizations. But when I wrote the song, I wrote it after I had a job interview. And yeah. I had this job interview and I really wanted the job. Like, I heard more about what the job was about and I was like, I am made for this job. Like, this role is like, I know I'm the perfect person for it, you know, which like doesn't happen very often where you like feel that way. So I was like, yeah, I'm totally the perfect person for this job. And then I got home and I just like couldn't stop thinking about it, you know. I was like obsessively going in circles about it, and I get like that a lot with lots of things in my life. I was like just going round and round in circles. And so I wrote the song, you know, the first line of the song is, I want it really bad. And it's just like about this thing that I know that I'm perfect for, but knowing that eventually I'm probably going to hate the job, you know, even if I get it, it's still going to be a job.
It's still work.
Yeah. I'm still going to do it for 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to do anything for that many hours of the week.
Relatable. So cool. And I love a song that's inspired by something that you wouldn't normally think of as song inspiration, like a job interview.
Yeah, something that's like can be so mundane.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. This is really exciting, everyone. Evie's going to play an acoustic version of Moneybag for us. But first, we should talk about this gig next Saturday. Tell us about it.
So it's next Saturday, 6th of December, at the Ponsonby Social Club with Marmalade opening, who are great. Super cool. And it's our first headline show with my band, which is very exciting and very scary. But we also, I launched a couple weeks ago with my glorious mother. She has a perfume business.
Oh my God, I saw that.
Sarah Loy Perfume. Yeah. So it was kind of something that her small business that she started. And she came to me and was like, oh, we should, you know, we should come up with a scent that kind of represents the song and represents like where you're at right now with your music and everything, you know, because the power of scent, and that's something that she really believes in. So yeah, we got together and we came up with a with like a scent for it, a new perfume.
Does it smell expensive?
Smells like money bags, I guess so. But it kind of, it's hard to say like, oh, it smells like money, because money doesn't really smell very good. It's very dirty. But it's very fresh, and it's very summery and upbeat, and kind of, you know, like the song is, I guess. It's like, feels like being outside and
that's awesome.
And moving your feet. So cool. But yeah, anyway, so for the show, we have like a, we have a bunch of samples that I'll be giving away to people that buy tickets. And cool. I'm actually also going to be announcing like a giveaway, ticket giveaway soon, where you can also win a 10ml bottle. Of the perfume.
Oh, beautiful. This is really exciting. The show's going to be amazing. Next Saturday, tickets from Under the Radar.
Yep, cool. That's one.
Brilliant. Everyone, head along and see. I've seen Evie a couple times, and it's beautiful stuff.
Oh, well, thank you.
Shall we have an acoustic version of Moneybag?
I guess
what
so.
A treat.
Oh, my God. It feels way too early to be.
No, it's going
to
be awesome.
To be playing music live, but.
It's going to be awesome. I'm really excited.
Thank you. This is Moneybag.
Thank you.
So beautiful. Thank you so much, Evie. Evie's debut single, Moneybag, is out today, everyone. You can go and listen to it. You can buy tickets to her gig next Saturday at Ponsonby Social Club from Under the Radar. It's going to be awesome. Thank you so much for that. That was so beautiful.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're on 95 BFM Breakfast. We're going to be right back after this.